There is always an NGO, especially foreign-funded ones, that are usually behind any kind of political coup. We see the same repeat players like NED, USAID, Freedom House, Open Society Foundation, Ford Foundation. They are always linked directly or indirectly. Now let's look at this Nepali NGO, Hami Nepal. Sudhan Gurung is the founder of this NGO. And this information is out in the open that Hami Nepal NGO is the organizer behind this Gen Z protest against the Nepalese government. Now we need to see who funds Hami Nepal NGO. There's always the money trail. Without money, you cannot mobilize such a huge rally and NGOs cannot function. So the financial backing of this NGO comes from various individuals and organizations. But I will point out two particular organizations that will shed some light on what is actually going on. One is the Barbera Foundation, second is the Infinity Holdings. In fact, the chairman of these organizations have been facilitated by the NGO during their annual general meeting. Here is the website, you can read more about it. If you look at Infinity Holdings, Deepak Bhatta is the chairman. Do you know who this guy is and what his company does? He is an arms dealer who was involved in arms procurement for Nepal's armed forces. Plus, he has corruption charges against him for procuring small arms for Nepal police from an Italian company, Beretta, at a price 4 times more than the actual unit price. Then there is this third person, Sulav Agarwal of Shankar Group, who is another financial supporter of Hami Nepal and Sudhan Gurung. This guy was even arrested on the charge of black marketing of thermal guns during COVID pandemic. Then there is this doctor called Sandur Ruit. He is well-known eye surgeon in Nepal. In fact, he studied from AIIMS Delhi. He is one of the mentors of Hami Nepal NGO. And he is also the recipient of Ramon Magsaysay Award. And you know about Ramon Magsaysay Award, right? It is like Asia's Nobel Prize, established by Rockefeller Brothers Fund. Whether you know this or not, Rockefeller family's philanthropic and policy networks always had deep connections with the US foreign policy and Cold War strategy. Rockefeller Brothers Fund especially had programs aligned with the US strategy in Asia, aiming to counter communism and promote a pro-American intellectual elite. So Magsaysay Award is usually given to those people who align their work with pro-American interest. In our country, Kejriwal and Ravish Kumar have also got this award, and we all know their vested interest. So Magsaysay Award is a CIA-aligned soft power created to manipulate the society by installing intellectual figures who can push Western interest in Asia.